You know, I think my biggest takeaway across the 2 years I sat in the East was to be very careful about the energy people bring you and to recognize it, that everybody who came into the lodge wanted to do something. Not that they wanted to get something. They wanted to do something. And I had to be very careful to carve out the time and reflect on what I could give them and how I could support them in that. And that's something that I ended up taking away. You know, as I rose up the ranks in the police department during my Masonic career, I noticed that all of the times I tried to apply the leadership lessons I got at work to the lodge were times that I failed the hardest. But all of the times where I had learned to lead in a volunteer organization at work were the times I succeeded the most at work. And so by my second year, which is where I really could be relaxed, I knew it was a one-way street too. And it was really good for me personally to recognize that the best leadership was leading volunteers. And part of that was, how do you direct their energy? And once I realized that, all the stress and the struggles of the first year went away. And the second year was just pure enjoyment. The idea that all of my officers wouldn't really be doing degree work anymore, but we would farm it out. Remember, we had pins for every seat in the lodge, and I'd put them in a grab bag before a degree. And I would invite our brothers to come up and pick a pin out. Whatever you picked, you had to do that part. Never having sat in the seat before, and it was the job of whoever, the senior warden, the steward, to coach that person and mentor them to do well. And how they performed during the degree was a reflection of them. And so in doing that, you had I used the energy of my officers and gave them abilities to mentor, the opportunity to mentor, and I gave the brothers the ability to learn Masonically. And you know, it all came down to that degree, and you got to see the fruits of your efforts. And I just remember this, like the second time we did it, like looking around and seeing like just everybody smiling ear to ear and thinking like, wow, they're so proud. Charitable work was another one. It was, you know, Masons are very, very into charity, and that's a fundamental tenet we learn in the first degree. And I was always all over the map coming up in the lodge and never really had a good vision for how we would do charity in my years. And we did the Three Little Pigs, where Jimmy, who would become a master later, built us a donation box. And you know, at the end of lodge, you could always say like, oh, if you've got anything to spare, toss it in. And you never really ended up with a couple bucks here and there. But the Three Little Pigs, we got three little piggy banks. And at the end of each lodge meeting, we would decide who they went to. Somebody would stand up and they would want it. And they'd take it home, and they had a month to fill it and bring it to work and bring it around and explain to people like what that money went for. Like the Oxford Orphanage was our main charity. And then at the end of the month, nobody would be singled out, because we would like crack open all three piggy banks and we would see how much we got total. And I was always astounded at how many with these little piggy banks. It wasn't like nickels and dimes, it was 20s and 50s and hundreds. And I was really proud of that too. But I left after 2 years really grateful for the man the lodge made me into. And all the struggles that come with sitting in the East, like, made me just such a better person at home and at work.